From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In the wake of yet another short-range missile firing by North Korea, U.S. officials now say they are seeing what appears to be increased activity at a long-range missile site. North Korea test-fired its sixth missile this week over strong objections by the United Nations. The UN Security Council is trying to determine how to respond. During a regional security conference in Singapore, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd called for much tougher sanctions.
One of the only effective ways of seizing the attention of the government in Pyongyang is by a harsh range of financial measures.
Further fueling UN concerns, North Korea claims to have conducted a nuclear test earlier this week. Hourly workers at General Motors have signed off on a package of concessions aimed at giving the struggling automaker a bit of breathing room. At a news conference today, United Auto Workers President Ron Gettelfinger said about three-quarters of the company's 54,000 U.S. production workers voted in favor of the deal, which is designed to save the automaker more than $1 billion annually. In exchange for concessions, hourly workers would get 17.5% ownership in a post-bankruptcy GM. Bondholders have till 5 p.m. tomorrow to vote on their part of the deal. Under the current plan, which envisions a bankruptcy filing by the automaker early next week, the U.S. government will wind up with a more than 70% stake in GM. The German government is meeting to discuss plans for the takeover of GM subsidiary Opel. Financial support from the government is necessary for that deal to succeed, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports.
Locked away in a luxury hotel by the Brandenburg Gate, Magna and GM bosses talked and tried to iron out their differences. If they failed to agree a deal, there would be no meeting at the German Chancellor's office and no financial assistance from the German government. By evening, Magna and GM announced they had reached a preliminary agreement over investment in GM's European operations. And if the blueprint meets with Berlin's approval, that could pave the way for a vital package of emergency aid for GM Europe, courtesy of the German government.
BBC Steve Rosenberg in Berlin. The U.S. government is offering a newly revised look at the state of the economy, NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
The Commerce Department's report suggests the recession's grip on the economy at the beginning of the year began loosening. It says gross domestic product contracted at an annual rate of 5.7% in the first quarter. That was a slightly better annual decline than the Commerce Department first estimated, but the drop was still significant. GDP is a key gauge of the nation's economic health. It measures the value of all goods and services produced in the U.S. The economic weakness was led by a sharp slowdown in business spending. Activity was also dragged down by cutbacks in federal government spending and a plunge in U.S. exports. While the drop in economic activity was still steep and slightly worse than Wall Street expected, recent data have indicated that the rate of the slowdown is easing. Many economists are looking for growth to resume in the coming months. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. A U.S. official in France tasked with preparing for President Obama's upcoming D-Day visit has been hospitalized with swine flu. A French official says 11 other members of U.S. delegation have now been placed in isolation. A U.S. embassy official said that French authorities are taking the appropriate measures. The case of reported swine flu comes as French, British, and U.S. officials are headed to France ahead of the 65th anniversary of D-Day, June 6. A report by human rights organizations finds there's been a major shift in global opinion about cluster bombs in recent years, and countries that previously favored them are now denouncing them as inhumane. The report says an increasing number of countries are signing the treaty to ban cluster munitions. Lisa Slein reports from Geneva.
So far, 96 countries have signed the treaty to ban cluster munitions. Major holdouts include the United States, Russia, Israel, and China. But Steve Goose of Human Rights Watch is optimistic the U.S. will review its policy and join.
We are optimistic in part because, as a senator, Barack Obama was supportive on this issue, and we're hoping that he will continue that kind of support now that he's commander-in-chief.
Though the U.S. is not part of the treaty, Goose notes Congress has banned the export of cluster munitions. He believes the convention has created a new standard of behavior and acts as a powerful deterrent to countries not to use these weapons. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to close at 8,500 for the week. The Dow was up 2.7%. The Nasdaq climbed 22 points today. The S&P 500 was up 12 points. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.